From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live! And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
Another stormy day in New York in the new episode of The Orange People's Court today, starring Donald J. Trump as the defendant in his first of many criminal trials to come. We have a lot to look forward to. Prosecutors kicked off day two, filing documents saying Trump violated the judge's gag order. For that, Trump would be fined $1,000 per offense. That should stop him. You know, that's... Ebenezer Snooze was up bright and early today, mashing those little fingers on his phone, lashing out at the judge. He wrote, "This conflicted Trump-hating judge won't let me respond to people that are on TV lying and spewing hate all day long. He is running roughshod over my lawyers and legal team. Blah, blah, blah. Election interference. Rigged. Unconstitutional trial. Take off the gag order." Only Donald Trump would complain about being under a gag order while violating that very gag order. So the judge... now, we'll hold a hearing on whether to hold Trump in contempt, which, if he were any other defendant, this kind of stuff would likely get him up to 30 days of jail time. And whether that is on his mind or not was a question for Trump's legal advisor, Alina Haba.
Is he concerned about the possibility of being sent to jail as a ramification of these? He's not concerned about being sent to jail.
I think, like anybody, he's concerned about going to jail. But if they put him in jail for his First Amendment right, he will be like Nelson Mandela.
Yeah. Just like him, like, exactly. He'll be Nelson Mandelaphant, is what he'll be. He's, last week, he was Abe Lincoln. This week, he's Nelson Mandela. He's, next week, who knows, maybe Jesus. We'll see. The Trump campaign also pushed back on reports that he fell asleep in court yesterday. They said that was fake news and not true, but... then today, according to a number of reporters in the room, he dozed off again. He's very sleepy. Is it possible his lawyers are tranquilizing him to keep the outbursts at a minimum? I don't know. But the gags were off outside the courthouse this morning, where Trump floated a new line of defense from the hallways of justice.
I was paying a lawyer and marked it down as a legal expense. Some accountant, I didn't know, marked it down as a legal expense. That's exactly what it was. And you get indicted over that?
Yeah, yeah. The most amazing thing is he claims he didn't have sex with Stormy Daniels. He just paid her 130 grand out of the goodness of his heart. And the truth is, paying a woman to keep her quiet about having sex with you while your wife was at home with your newborn baby isn't illegal. What's illegal is falsifying records to make it a business expense, which he made so his supporters wouldn't find out he's a lying, cheating scumbag. But the joke is on Trump because it turns out his supporters don't care that he's a lying, cheating scumbag. He could have saved himself a whole trial and 130 grand.
First of all, you know him better than anybody, right? The man is a germaphobe. You know where I'm going with this. If he had an affair, if. Okay, services were paid for. Services rendered, services paid for, right? So what are we talking about? Lots of men use prostitutes.
But that's alleged, and she even denied that affair. So yeah, so.
The man is a germaphobe.
Well, he's a professional and he's a gentleman, so I don't see him getting tangled up in that in the first place.
Right. He's much too much of a gentleman to get tangled up with that. And I'm too much of an ass kisser to say otherwise. But what planet do these people live on? Jury selection continued today. 7 jurors have now been picked. They need 12 jurors and 6 alternates. Both sides have been working to whittle out anyone who might be biased in the other one's direction. One potential juror was an older woman who said she believes no one is above the law. And Trump's lawyers were like, get her out of here right now. Trump got a warning from the judge because he was gesturing and muttering in the direction of a potential juror. One of the things they do, and this is fascinating, they go through people's Facebook pages to see if they posted anything, see if they posted anything about Trump. Can you imagine having all your old social media posts about Trump read aloud while he is sitting right in front of you there? Might be my vision of heaven, but Melania was a no-show. She did not attend, but she didn't need to be there because Trump gets all the support he needs from one of his aides whose job it is to print out good news and nice comments about him from the internet and hand them to him. She sits a couple rows behind him. This is the internet printout assistant, Natalie Harp. What a surprise. She's attractive. And she's a former host from One America News. Her current job is polishing Trump's ego. According to a story from the Washington Post, she accompanies Trump on his daily golf outings, riding the course in a golf cart equipped with a laptop and sometimes a printer to show him uplifting news articles, online posts, or other materials. She's like his mood caddy. And he is not in a good one right now. Liger Woods doubled down on his claim that the judge won't let him go to his son Barron's high school graduation, even though the judge has not made a ruling on that. He wrote, "Who will explain for me to my wonderful son Barron, who's a great student at a fantastic school, that his dad will likely not be allowed to attend his graduation ceremony?" I don't know. Seems like maybe you should be the one to explain it, since you are the one who paid off the porn star, right? So I vote you. Again, even though the judge hasn't made any decision about whether Trump can go to the graduation or not, the magosphere is furious about it.
Barron's his baby. That's his youngest child. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he wants to be, I think it's May 17th, is the graduation, Caroline. That I almost think Trump should call the judge's bluff, because I think people will rally around him. And if the judge holds him in contempt, I think people, especially the people that matter, independents, moderates, people in the middle, people that are still on the fence about who they're going to vote for. I think anybody can relate to wanting to go to your child's graduation. And it's not like this is a homicide trial. Okay, this is a glorified, you know, error in paperwork.
Right. Some paperwork error there. You've never accidentally forgot to check a box or keep your pants on when a porn star comes to your hotel room? It happens to all of us, okay? And let me tell you another thing. Donald Trump is about as bummed out about potentially missing this high school graduation as he was about missing Vietnam. He didn't want to go to either one. And of course, the whole Trump clan is getting in on this graduation travesty. Don Jr. called the judge pure evil. Eric wrote, "Judge Mershon is truly heartless in not letting a father attend his son's graduation." Ivanka posted a moto thing. Okay, she doesn't care. I'm sure she'll get to it soon. She's busy with the motocross. But then the worst news for the Trump kids is daddy is running out of money. Shares for his media company have plummeted. They're down 70% since they went public a couple of weeks ago. They're down another 14% today. And I don't know if you're following the stock market. I don't, but I thought this was interesting. This is the tracker for Trump media and technology stock. This is Truth Social, et cetera. You can see the big drop that occurred yesterday. But even weirder, if you take those peaks and valleys from the past week or so, and you flip them on their side, go and flip them, and then add a little bit of color to them. There's something there. There's something. If you bought Trump stock 2 weeks ago, and shame on you if you did, you lost half your money. But if you hold on just a little bit longer, you might be able to lose all of it. So. Meanwhile, President Biden is out courting voters. He was in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania today, where he focused his thoughts on Americans who've been hit hard financially.
Just the other day, a defeated-looking guy came up to me and asked if I could help. He was drowning in debt. I said, "I'm sorry, Donald, but I can't help you."
That's what we need. Pretty good one for a guy who can't put two sentences together. In Greece today, they lit the Olympic flame ahead of the Summer Games in Paris. They will then run that Olympic flame all the way to Paris. And boy, by the way, if this doesn't get you fired up for water polo, I don't know what will. So then they figured out which of these women were virgins, and they threw them into Mount Vesuvius. And then one of them released a ceremonial dove to, represent peace and harmony and all the things that doves represent. Watch here, I'll be quiet. We'll just take this moment.
Olympique d'Avion.
You know what? She ruins everything. Shameful. In Arizona, the state Supreme Court last week banned nearly all abortions by enforcing a law that was written back in 1864. It's so controversial, even Trump is trying to distance himself from it. But there's an interesting story about how the law came to be. During the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln hired a lawyer named William T. Howell to write the legal code for the new territory of Arizona. His job was to make sure that the new laws abolished slavery, which they did. But he also worked in a number of other laws, including a ban on abortion, which is the law the Supreme Court decided to uphold last week, 160 years later. And the person we have to thank for that is Justice William T. Howell, who obviously is not with us anymore, but he's the person who... What?
Who dares sully the honor of I, Arizona Associate Justice William T. Howell, who wrote the law of which you jest?
I do, I guess.
Well, then prepare thyself for a spectral confrontation, you Italian codsack. A punch, punch, pish, push, pugilism.
Okay.
Let that be a lesson to thee.
Okay, well, listen, Justice Howell, a lot of Americans, I don't know if you know this, are very angry that your law is taking away women's rights.
Well, if these women didn't want to be with child, why did they not sneeze after being pistoned with a fully engorged giggle stick? Why, tell me, did they not scrub their floral regions with barrel grease?
Barrel grease? How did you become a judge?
I studied at a very prestigious law academy and was the pupil who shot the most nickels off a whore's empty head. Pew, 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 pew. Does that satisfy your query, you godless spaghetti gobbler?
No, that actually made no sense. It's just like your law, which I think Arizona should nullify.
Nullify my law?
Yeah.
Why, you soft-handed, mug-eared, fat-kidneyed, onion-eyed, rattlesnake fang on the scrotum? You bacon-faced, pipkin-headed, brisket-beating, rump-fed, hen-sucked caper merchant?
Okay, I don't even know.
You scotch-fiddled, gore-bellied, pox-infested son of a bootless hedge pig?
It's okay, Jimmy. Busting makes me feel good.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.